Welcome, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to Live Coaching. I get to have you all twice this week. It's very special. We try to throw a Friday call in from time to time to mix it up for those that can join. Welcome. Good to see you all. We're talking about, as part of our whole life month, kind of focusing on trying to focus on things outside of food and body image. We're talking about how to design a life you love today. I love this topic. Again, it kind of speaks to getting out of our head about this singular focus of weight loss, or, it does feel like it can take over our life. And how do we change that? How do we expand all the other areas? We're going to get into it today. This is a great exercise to do for goals, for life transitions. It's just a wonderful way to consider our life as a whole and all these things as a slice of the pie. So, welcome. Thanks for joining. For anybody who is new here, first of all, welcome. We've got a bunch of new members. It's great to see all of you. And of course, to my OGs who I see a bunch of familiar names, thanks for coming today. But for anybody who might be new to the program or just a live call, two important features of Zoom today that we will use are that chat button. Though that's our communication method. So put it in that chat box. Any questions you have, follow-up stuff, repeat your that what you just said, please. You can talk to each other. That's how we do that. And the raise your hand button, it looks like a little hand at the bottom of your screen. When I'm finished talking about our lesson today, we'll open it up to live coaching. So raise your hand is how you'll do that. Whatever you got, bring it. There's no limits. It doesn't have to be about today's topic. Whatever issue you have. Hi, Marin says, hope everybody's having a great day. Same to you. We're going to set our weekend off right. And then, of course, everybody, if you're here, you're aware of it, but maybe you're listening later. And our goal is for you to all listen to or join us once a week if you can. We record these. So, 24 hours from now, you should see this on the site in both video format under video recordings and in the private podcast. All that means is we take this and turn it audio only. And you can subscribe to that in the coaching call calendar. That'll populate your own calendar. So that's a little bit of housekeeping. Welcome again. My name is Coach Jen Bird, and I'm a certified life and weight loss coach. I'm in Chicago, Midwestern, born and raised from Illinois, a mother of two, and I have for the last 5 years or so been active in the dog foster and rescue community in Chicago, which we love. We've cycled in and out. I'm waiting for a new foster pup as we speak. So that's just kind of a fun thing about me and my family. I love to do. Another thing that's important, that for both Coach Stacy and I, especially, we focus on mindset. We think it's such an important part of this journey. For me, it's been the single most important part of my weight loss journey. I'm fascinated by what's happening in our brains. And you can find all of us, including Coach Elsie and of course Rachel in the Facebook group. That's an amazing resource. If you haven't joined, please do that. Of course, live calls, usually three, sometimes four a week. And we have a weekly Q&A that you can submit anonymous questions through there. So lots of ways to reach us. And like I mentioned, I am on this journey. I have really been on a weight loss journey since really after college, and especially then when I got pregnant in my 30s and post-pregnancy. Really roller coaster diets. I did no fat in the 80s and all of the things. I've tried it all, really lost a little bit of weight, maybe to gain it all back because it was very restrictive, and I never changed anything. I never asked a question about why do I want a donut in the first place? And that's why this mindset work is so important, because that was what shifted for me, was thinking about it differently. My triggers, emotional eating, what am I eating to solve for? And I think that really speaks to today's topic, because when I started asking these questions, I realized there were areas in my life that I might have been feeling dissatisfied. And putting some focus there helped me, eliminate the need to emotionally overeat, because if I'm less stressed, then there's less stress eating, if that makes sense. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. It all ties in so nicely. So thanks for being here. Again, April, we're winding down already. We're midway through. We're talking about whole life. So those mindset lessons are always there. The phone wallpaper for April, it has dropped, and the fiber guide. So be sure to check that out if you're interested in getting more fiber. Couple fun things that are ahead is, I think it's next week. Is it next week or the week after? Stacy's doing a call about dopamine. So important to understand how your brain works. And May, we're working on a travel and vacation call ahead of summer. So that'll be a good one. All righty. Thank you all for joining. Let's get started. We're talking about how to design your life. I want to start with two very important reminders. Number one, you can enjoy your life right now, today, this moment, in the next 5 minutes. Like I have done this, I'm sure many of you have felt this way, that I'm waiting to lose weight to love my life then. I'll be happy then. I'll be happy when I'm at this pant size. I've totally been guilty of this. But the truth is, when we really think that way, when we truly believe that that's where happiness lies, is that, number on a scale, that we aren't happy when we get there. It lasts 30 seconds. And not only are we not really happy when we get there because nothing else has changed, we've missed out on life up to that point. Through the entire process, we're kind of checked out. Maybe we don't even join life. We're isolating and things like that, waiting to be that size. You can absolutely enjoy your life right now, today, because this is reminder number two. You can feel happy at any time because happiness, contentedness, is a feeling, it's an emotion. And like we talk about here in, a lot of our self-coaching and the model calls, a feeling comes from our thinking. And those thoughts are always optional. So the beautiful thing is that happiness and contentedness and peace about our body is always available to me because I get to choose how I think about it. Your number, your size, the number on the scale are neutral data points. They have no power. They have no judgment. They have no morality. They have no right or wrong. Only our thoughts, how we, interpret that data, do. So they have zero power over your happiness. It's a wonderful, amazing thing to remember as we start this. So I want to move on to, the eight life categories. This is that fun exercise. I think that's important for us all to think about life and, how we move ahead, what future us looks like. If you have any goals, it doesn't have to do with weight at all, but we're going to talk about the eight life categories. I've got a pie chart here, looks like a pizza pie with eight slices. So the eight slices of our life are work and career, environment, personal development, love and sex, our physical self, fun, friends and family, money and finance, and that's it. That's the eight. I want you to remember, I mentioned physical self, that slice of the pie, that includes our weight, our body composition or shape. Physical self includes our health, it includes sleep, it includes movement, exercise, and the food that we consume. Now, notice back to the pie chart, that physical self slice of the pie is 12.5%. If all eight slices are 12.5, that's one of eight. Food is in that category, right? One of eight categories. So what I want us to consider today for the rest of this call, especially when it re when we're talking about food, why is so much of our pleasure and joy in a day in this one tiny slice out of eight? Why are we put so much, happiness in what my next meal is going to be? I can't wait to eat that thing. If you're like me, I was fairly consumed by the next thing I was going to eat and food. And it wasn't until I started asking, like, why? Why is that all of my joy there? Where am I dissatisfied? So this is the work. We have to consider where, looking at our life as a whole and thinking about all those different categories, what's the truth here? Where am I dissatisfied? We got to go inside. We got to do some discovery work and ask the hard questions about what might need adjusting. And this is important because when we do that, if we go upstream, we have amazing tools in this program. We have urge jars. We have, all of the calls and lessons. We have the stop and breathe 60. We have a bunch of tools to help, like, manage urges, manage emotional eating. But what if you didn't even need the tools because we've gone so far upstream and addressed the cause of my chronic stress? I don't need food to buffer stress anyway. Wouldn't that be even better? Isn't that the ultimate goal? Is that, let's say you're like, I'm a stress eater, and you're noticing like your life is so uber stressful and chronically stressful that we start to solve for that. Instead of focusing on, which of course is important and it will sustain us for life, processing our emotions and reminding ourselves food only solves hunger. But instead of just learning how to stop emotional eating in the moment, what if we get to the root and solve for it? Oh, Carolyn wants to know what's the urge jar. In the urge lessons and calls, it's basically a jar that you throw a bean in when you notice an urge and don't react to it. Gives us a little hit of dopamine that the food would have. It's a wonderful little tool. But a perfect example of, like, I'm stressed and I feel the urge to eat. What if we didn't even need that jar because we didn't get there, if that makes sense? But you can definitely go check out those lessons and learn about the urge jar. So the idea is when we prioritize and think about the other seven life categories and increase our enjoyment in those areas, we don't have to rely on food as our source of pleasure every day. So this looks like doing a life audit. Where are my up levels? For me, it was definitely a loneliness and or stress eating situation. So maybe the place that I needed to up level was the quality of my relationships. Maybe I needed more social engagements so I didn't feel so lonely. Maybe you kind of have this undercurrent of, I'm not living up to my potential. I'm dissatisfied at work or my career trajectory. Fear of failing, right? I'm not taking those swings and I feel an undercurrent of fear. Maybe you really need more personal time or breaks. Maybe you don't feel seen or acknowledged or validated in your life. Maybe we dwell in the past a lot and we're so past focused and we need to think about the future. So do a real life audit in all of these categories and ask, where are some up levels to get to that root? Like, oh, if I notice I have a pattern of boredom eating, what's so boring in my life? Is there more things I can add to dial that boredom down? Another thing I want you to consider is this. We all were an intuitive eater at some point in our life, even if it was when you were an infant. For a big portion of us, I would say, even as children, as a young child, we weren't really thinking about food as much. I could not be bothered to eat. I hated being called in for dinner. I was having too much fun running the neighborhood. Unless it was the ice cream truck. Of course, I love that, but I really was never thinking about food. It was not something. I was a very, naturally sort of intuitive eater, and I was really kind of a thinner person until I was like 25. I want you to ask, where along the way did you notice food started to take a bigger starring role in your life? And for me, that was like post-college. And I talk about flow. I want you to think about where your flow is. So, like a child who's running around and can't be bothered to eat, how many of us are moms and our kids never want to eat? My kids never wanted to eat. And I found myself doing that whole, clean your plate stuff. When the truth is, they're busy having fun and joy and they're in their flow. They're engaged in life and want to go do the fun things. So what, think about your life currently, and when's the last time you were that engaged? You were so in the flow, you weren't thinking about food. I call this the natural food noise disruption, where there's a lot of talk about food noise now with the GLP-1 medicines coming out and how it disrupts that. I think this is a natural food noise disruptor. It's being in joy and excitement and flow. And even it doesn't have to be joy, it can be work, it can be creativity, where we're not thinking about food. Like, have you ever been so engaged in something you're doing at work and it's creative and it's collaborative and you're like, oh my God, I missed lunch. I didn't even think about, I wasn't even noticing my hunger. That's flow. So back to the eight slices of the life pie. I want you to consider all of them and where in every single slice can I add, flow? So maybe with our environment, like, can I just make my bed? Do I like flowers? Do I want to do a little room makeover? Personal development, learning a new skill, maybe listening to the podcasts. Maybe it's your spirituality. Love life. Think about this for me. It was a loneliness factor, and I needed to think about maybe I should sign up for a dating app or a singles event. If you're married or partnered up, maybe you want to put more focus there. Date nights, and Rachel and her husband do this thing, even though they have babies at home, where they do a home night and one of them has to do the entertainment, making that effort. With your physical self and your health, like, when's the last time you danced or moved in a way that was just pure joyful? It wasn't like a punitive treadmill business, maybe a walk in nature. Maybe that's the, foods that really feel amazing in your body. Under fun, the list is endless. For me, it's always girls' weekends, stuff like that. Or, free stuff in your community, museum days and things like that. Novelty, trying new things. Friends and family, call that old friend. Don't put it off anymore. Make the plans with that person that you've been meaning to do. Personal finance. Maybe we're going to create a new savings account. We're going to automatically deduct money. And then work and career. Now's the time. Talk to your boss about how I can provide more value. Ask for the raise. We're so programmed not to do advocate. If you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're going to take a course on Instagram growth. Add some flow. Think about all of those areas of your life. Dee hired a powerlifting coach to make fitness fun. It's so cool to make it about learning a new skill. Yes, instead of working out as mandatory punishment for being overweight. Isn't that the truth? How programmed we've become. I didn't work out forever because of that thought. It just felt so punitive. And now I absolutely do it. I love pickleball. I tried, I'm 56 years old and I learned how to play pickleball last year. And I love it. And I beat my children. And they're young and in shape. So think about all of these different categories, including that health category that has nothing to do with the food. Yes, way to go, D. That is awesome. I love the powerlifting and you're building muscle, which is part of our protocol. So get granular. That eight, categories is kind of global. That's a really big higher view, but I want you to get down to a 24-hour period now. This can be part of that, like future self work. Imagine future you, a 24-hour period. What does that day look like where food only solves hunger? It has no emotional pull. It's not our joy or pleasure. It's like, I'm hungry and I'm going to eat for fuel. You wake up, you feel rested because you went to bed last night. You savor that coffee in your favorite mug. Like, spell it out. Where are you sitting? Maybe it's outside. If you're planning to exercise that day, like Dee, she's going to her powerlifting coach. Do something you feel great doing that's just for the pleasure of it. If you've got to work that day, we're going to pick out clothes I feel really confident in. Maybe I got a new lipstick. I'm going to take the extra couple minutes to get ready. Work. I'm going to think about it in a new way. I'm going to listen more, maybe. Maybe I want to be more engaged. Maybe I'm going to volunteer to take on that project. Lunch break. We're taking the break we deserve. We are eating the lunch that makes us feel amazing. I want us to step away. Maybe there's a walk. Maybe there's a podcast for 15 minutes, or maybe it's just sitting and really focusing on our lunch and not inhaling it at our desk and not tasting it. Same with dinner. I'm a big fan of like attractive stoneware. I like pretty plates. I want to sit down and I'm going to have an engaged conversation with whomever. I'm going to stop when I've had enough. Evening, I'm calling that friend. Maybe I'm playing with my kids, walking the dog, planning that trip, whatever. And then at nighttime, like cozy pajamas, I have tea, I read, I shut off my phone. Maybe I'm getting sexy, part of that love pie. The idea of this, and of course, they're all going to look super different, but if you take it, literally in a 12-hour, period from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or whatever that looks like, we can really start looking like, where can I start implementing these things now? Stephanie loves the idea of finding fun things in town to do that are mostly free, for sure. I don't know. I'm in Chicago. It's a pretty big city. We have all kinds of local in-state and in-city free days for all of the cool stuff. Does not have to cost money, of course. So what does your day look like where food only solves for hunger? Think about that. When was the last time you were in the flow and you noticed that the next day you're like, wow, I didn't even really think about food, or I was eating something delicious and I put it down. I always tell the story about when I went to Italy. I was, I think, sugar and carb free at the time, when I'm doing whatever diet was trending. And I was freaking out about Italy because it's all it is gelato and pasta. And I got all sorts of anxious about it. And I went and I came home and weighed the exact same. I didn't gain 1 pound. And I realized it wasn't about the pasta. It was never about the carbs. I was so happy. I was so filled with joy that even though the food was delicious, I didn't overeat it. I had the gelato. It was such a light bulb for me. Like, oh, when I'm in flow, I'm intuitive. It's when I'm bored and miserable sitting on my couch. It's when I'm alone and shaming myself. Completely different feeling. That's part, that was a great aha moment for me. So our takeaways today is that please remember that food is only a fraction of your life. It's a fraction of an eighth of your life, a fraction of one pie. Let's not have it be the biggest excitement. This is not to say it's not amazing. It doesn't, we're not saying it. We should not care how something tastes. Of course, we're food snobs. But if you were like me and it was kind of it most days, how do I move that down a few pegs? And that means bumping up a few things above it. How do I make the food at the party the least interesting thing? Like, how do I be? I want to engage with the people there. It's not really ever about that. It is about community. It's about so being social and all that. Where can you find those opportunities to improve those other life categories so we don't turn so much to food for pleasure? And that starts with going upstream and asking, like, what do I notice if I'm a stress eater? Is my, of course, stress is going to happen in life, but is mine sort of chronic? Does it feel extra? Am I completely exhausted and overwhelmed? How can I solve for that? Where can I find those moments in my day to feel less stress? To feel less lonely, to feel less shame too about my body. So that is our lesson on designing a life you love. Let me know if you guys have any questions about Beyond the Urge Jar. Carolyn, hopefully you'll go search for that. Or if you saw yourself in any of that, do any of you think this is something valuable? Kanuka says, loved the lesson. Thank you. You're so welcome. I just feel like we need the reminder to sort of get out of our own way with food being the only thing, or our body or weight loss being the only thing we're focused on. There's so much more to life, friends. All righty. I am going to open up for some coaching. Carolyn has said, so much to think about. Very excited. It is a lot. I rifle through it a little bit. I could probably spend 2 hours on this call. Kyla says, easier to fill up my life when it's getting warmer, for sure. Sunshine, I found out, was really important for me too. And nature is a big deal for me. But even that, especially now that I foster dogs and stuff, it's like you don't get a break when it's winter in Chicago. You're just walking them. So I've learned how to enjoy that too. But for sure, spring and summer is a good time. Jenna says, great info. Go back and watch it. It's kind of a lot. You can pause it. You can think about those categories. Anna wants to know if there's a particular list of questions for the life audit portion or just go through the categories. Yes, just go through the categories. I mean, I gave you a few questions there, like, am I bored? Am I dissatisfied at work? It's just sort of like looking at most of your life. You can go through a day, a typical day. Am I feeling unseen or validated in my personal relationships as a mom, at my job, things like that? Kyla says, me too. Rambunctious dog in Massachusetts all winter for sure. And it helps me. I don't have an excuse to not get outside. Okay, amazing. I'm glad you're all thinking about this in a new way. It was really, really kind of one of the things that did it for me, was considering, like, oh, it's one thing to work on my urges and notice their triggers and come up with disruptions. But if I don't go and solve for being chronically undervalued at work or unappreciated in my life, then, all these tools aren't going to save us, friends. We got to do that discovery work. Okay, let's get into some coaching. Remember that virtual hand that's at the bottom of your screen. That's how I will promote you. If you want to get coach, do some mindset coaching, get them up and keep them up, friends. Then I know there's people in the queue. And again, you don't have to share your screen. We love to see you, but that's not mandatory. Amanda's listening to Be Your Future Self Now. Thanks for recommending it last week. Oh, the book. Did you get it? Isn't Ben Hardy the best? Follow him on social too. I know it's the greatest. Very aligned with today's call, because designing our life requires us to look ahead, like, where have I been and where do I want to go? Really forces that. Leah, I'm going to promote you. To panelists. Kanuka, I think you're next. You're going to have to help me with your name. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. What would you like coaching on?
So, to be honest, I think it's just I'm having trouble sorting through what I want coaching on specifically. I feel like I just have like word vomit
Just
and
vomit it
need to
out.
work through it.
I'll
Okay.
help you. Yep.
So I've been trying to lose this vanity weight, just 5 pounds. One of the reasons I joined Best Body, and also just to improve my relationship with food and understand how it impacts my mood and everything. But it's been a few years now, and I managed to do it. It was like, I guess it was the fall of 2023. I lost the 5 pounds. Whatever I was doing was working well, and then I gained it back, which is, I mean, it is what it is. And I haven't really been able to lose it since, and it's kind of driving me nuts because I think I'm doing things right, but clearly I don't. I just haven't been able to dial in. I feel like I'm trying a whole bunch of different things, and it's not panning out the way I want it to.
Okay. What's that feel like? It's not panning out. What's that emotion?
It's super frustrating.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're frustrated because it's not panning out.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, I feel stuck.
Yeah, I'm stuck. Trying all the things.
Trying all the things while also keeping in mind that, like, I don't want to obsess. I don't want to, you know, I want to do, if I'm tracking, I want to do people's tracking. If I'm not tracking, I want to be okay with that too. You know, I want to just listen to my body. I like certain workouts, and I've played around with those, like what's going to be, you know, not doing too high intensity stuff, which is actually good for me to not do too much of that. Yeah.
What are you doing? Drop back into that. All that stuff sounds amazing. What you're trying things, we're moving our body. But when you're feeling this frustration,
Yeah.
I lost those 5. I gained them back. Trying to take it back off. Hasn't happened yet. I'm stuck. Trying everything, this is not panning out, and you feel frustrated. What do? How are you showing up then in frustration?
It's like nothing sounds appealing to eat.
So, like, everything's just like blah or meh. You notice a like.
Yeah, like I don't like nothing. I don't want like I know I need to fuel my body, but I don't want to eat.
Oh,
And so
interesting.
I eat, but I'm like, this is
Yeah.
almost contrary to what I actually want
Is it
because
like an appetite, or are you just like is missing, or you're just like pissed at it? And so you're
I'm
like
just
food
pissed at
that, yeah, okay.
it.
So you're a little bit mad and frustrated, right?
Yeah, like nothing sounds appealing because I don't, because I know that like eating less would help me lose the weight, but I obviously need to eat and I want to eat because that's good for me and to help me stay healthy and everything. And I don't like, I enjoy, I like that my body needs fuel and I like fueling it. But then when I go to eat something, I'm like, ugh, like I don't, it just feels like contrary to my goals also.
Yeah, eating feels contrary to my goals. It's a lot of inner conflict is happening when
Yeah.
you're feeling frustrated. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got inner conflict, and my guess it that action that looks like, if I was a fly on the wall, is you're like ruminating a lot.
Oh, I'm really good at
Yeah,
ruminating.
yeah. So rumination comes from frustration.
Yes.
What's the result in life? When you don't want to eat, you're mad at the food, having all this inner conflict and rumination.
I don't, I eat healthy, but I'll do like the power bar instead of cooking something for myself.
Okay.
Or I'll do a snack that doesn't actually fill me up. It's just healthy. Like, I don't know, some veggies, which is great. And I like veggies, but it doesn't actually do the job of satiating my hunger.
Yeah. So that's the result, is I'm not satiating hunger, because then another action is I'm choosing a power bar over cooking, because cooking is like nurturing self-care, and we're too pissed off for that. Right. So we're not nurturing our body, right? Or fueling, maybe in a way that you would prefer. What else? What else is the result of this rumination and inner conflict, especially? You having fun?
No, I'm not having fun. It
No.
sucks. And sometimes I thank you, Anna. Sometimes I even like wake up at night because I'm still hungry.
Oh, so we're not listening to our body. We're not honoring hunger.
Yeah.
Right. Resulting in a general miserable experience. We're not nurturing our body in both ways. So the food I am eating isn't fueling and nurturing me. And maybe I'm not even eating enough
Yeah.
because we're waking up hungry. Quite the result line there, right?
Yeah.
And what I want to point out to you before we move on is that I know you think it's the 5 pounds.
Okay.
Right? You think losing five, gaining five, and trying to lose five again, that thing that's happened is making you frustrated.
Yeah.
But it's your thoughts about it. That is completely neutral. What happened in the past is a thing that happened. Me trying to get this 5 pounds off now for however long I've been at it is a thing that's happened. It has no ability to frustrate you without you deciding, well, I'm stuck. This sucks. Nothing is working. And the
Okay.
funny thing is, or the fascinating thing is, your brain now is seeking evidence of that and leading you to all these actions. Like, guess what? I'm not doing.
I
Not
know.
losing
The
the
thing
five
is,
pounds because I'm eating in a shitty way. I'm maybe not even eating. And so my body's like, we're hanging on to that.
yeah, I know. See, the thing, I know all these things consciously, but it just hasn't, like,
That's why you're here, friend. We
that's why
all
I'm here.
do.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
So, deep breath. It is not the 5 pounds. What else might be true here? Imagine this. Who's your best friend?
Chloe.
Chloe. Imagine this was Chloe.
Well,
She's
she just
like,
had a
this
baby.
sucks. Well, but just imagine in 5 years she has the same thing. I lost five, gained it, can't get this 5 pounds off.
Yeah.
Everything sucks. Nothing's working. This isn't for me. You see her ruminating and eating a power bar instead of making a meal. Would you say to her, yep, you're right. You suck.
No,
Yeah.
I would not.
So what's the truth? Another possible truth about 5 pounds. First of all, tell me why, and there's no wrong answer, and I got no judgment, but why do you feel, why is that a goal for you, the 5 pounds?
I prefer how I look and feel, and my clothes fit better, and I'm at my heaviest, which again is not heavy objectively, but I just like to be 5 pounds less, just feel better.
Yeah. And why does like my clothes fitting better matter? The 5 pounds. Why does it matter if your pants are a little tighter? I can't imagine that's a size difference in 5 pounds. It's just maybe it's tighter buttoning it or.
Yeah, it's tighter. I don't
Yeah.
know. I'm not comfortable. I don't, it doesn't feel good physically.
Yeah. Okay. And
I just
going
bought
up,
bigger pants.
what if you had to get a bigger pair of pants?
I did. I just did today,
Yeah.
actually.
Okay.
So.
So tell me why it's a problem. I was a size. I have no idea. I'm making this up. I was a size 6 and now I'm an 8.
Why is it
Well,
a
I want
problem?
you to imagine. I guess where I'm going with this is imagine this 5 pounds is there. Just this is my weight now for the for infinity. Why would that be a problem? How do we, would you tell Chloe to accept herself at the extra 5 pounds?
I would encourage her to accept herself with the extra 5 pounds, but. And I would say, if you want to be leaner, then there are ways to do that.
Tell me about that.
Ways to be leaner.
Yep.
Well, I think just general best body principles,
Yeah. Exercise.
exercise
Yeah.
and eating well, paying attention to hunger and fullness cues, and being kind to yourself and.
Yeah. Okay, so where's that kind piece for you?
Where is it for me?
Yeah, I haven't heard much self, love or kindness yet.
Yeah. It comes and goes. It comes and goes. I'm particularly stuck right now.
Right. That's why I brought in Chloe, right? Because I want you to think about if Chloe or anyone, anybody here, and we, for some of us, it's like 30 pounds, right? Or it's 50 or whatever, that you would judge them at that weight or for 5 pounds, and maybe consider that a 5 pound window is a fairly normal, like when we have folks that are, we do the maintenance call, I talk about a cushion because that scale 1 to 4 is pretty normal. Any given day, you're 1 pound out of that.
Yeah, the 1 pound doesn't bother me. It's the consistent 4 to 6.
Yeah, right. So, what would it look like? What would your day look like, your life, if you weren't frustrated? How do you want to feel about this 5 pounds?
That I'm making progress.
What's that emotion?
A little more inspired and I guess confident or
So I
like
want to feel.
confident in myself.
I want to feel confident. Yep. Well, what thoughts make you feel confident? I want you to really try to ignore that number five.
So what thoughts related to
Yeah.
weight?
What would make you confident? What thoughts in general in your life have led you to like confidence? Tell me when you've been
Being great at
confident.
my job,
Yeah. Okay.
being a good friend,
You
your
believe
family.
that you're great at your job and you're a good friend? Yeah. What about your body? Has your body, do you mind me asking your age?
I'm 37,
Has your
almost.
body carried you 37 years?
It has, and it
Yeah.
does a lot of great things for me.
What? Look, give me one.
I enjoy my workout classes.
So you are an exerciser, right? Have you considered 5 pounds of muscle? We're only, fat loss and muscle is not the same.
Yes, I have considered that. I have evidence that it's not that, which
Okay.
we can talk about.
So I'm great at my job. I'm a good friend. My body does great things for me. I'm an exerciser. You believe all of that. Talk to me about the 5 pounds. What else might be true?
About I'm
Like,
sorry, I'm just gonna
I've
question.
stuck, tried all the thing, it's not panning out. I've noticed there's no yet, right? You did lose this 5 pounds before, and I am not trying to talk you out of this. I got no horse in this race. Stacy has a great call on vanity weight.
Yeah, I listened to it. It was really
Yeah, I
helpful.
would recommend that for all of you. Like, there's no judgment at all, but I do feel like sometimes we get very hung up on a number that's like, what if we just let that go? And sometimes if we let it go, it kind of happens naturally because you're so fixated on it. Instead of feeling good in my body, eating a powder bar versus cooking a meal is coming out of that frustration and that sort of fixation on the five. Like, what would
So
it look like if you didn't weigh in for a month?
I don't weigh
Okay,
in.
okay.
Yeah, and for a long time I wasn't counting calories either, but that also wasn't working.
Yeah. What if we just focused on a goal of health, strength, nutrition, mindset, self-love? Like, I'm gonna love myself when my pants feel tight or when they don't or in my new size.
Yeah, so I feel like I've tried that also, and I keep It's not consistent. It just keeps going.
What did you tell me what
My
you tried when you say I've tried that?
exactly that. Just like loving myself and going through those thoughts. Like I think I get like I have good eras where I'm like fine with it, and then like the current one, which I'm not
Yeah.
feeling with it.
So that's amazing that you've considered it, but I think what's happening is that there's a difference between I should love myself intellectually. Like we kind of go, yeah, I should love and accept this weight versus sort of really believing it. So if you're like, what I'm swinging back here again, which is what? This weight is
Oh,
un
I see what you're
just like
saying.
I'm back to this 5 pounds is unacceptable. You've decided it's unacceptable. And then you've swung for a minute, like maybe I should just love myself. I call that unicorn thinking. We can't magically do that. It's baby steps. Leah says, may I gently say, fixation on a number is a form of stress, which is counterproductive to weight loss.
That's true.
Right? Like those seven other life categories, how much is getting in there when we're focused on the five?
Not enough, I guess.
Yeah. I guess the question is, what if taking the focus off the number and putting it back on fueling and nutrition, like because it tastes good and it feels good, and that movement and joy and stress reduction resulted in the 5 pounds melting off without effort.
That would be phenomenal.
Right. So, how do we do that? Because I do talk a lot about, for me, dropping self-judgment was the single thing because when I aligned my life elsewhere, that's a byproduct. When I'm on the treadmill and I'm exhausted and I eat a rice cake all week. Right.
I think, I mean, yeah, part of it also is that like I'll my baseline like sustaining calories is high, and that kind of weirds me out. Like I'm working on being okay with that. Like Lose It will tell me like 1800 calories, but I need like
Yeah. That freaks you out. 1800
20.
at half a pound a week.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Why?
My body needs more.
Oh, that feels low to you.
That's really low,
Okay. So you've tried that. You've eaten 1800 and focused on all the volumetrics and all of that. And you're like, I'm still hungry. Okay. And so did you raise it to like 2000? Have we gone to 2200?
It's about 2200, I think.
Okay. And you feel satisfied at 2200. Okay. And that, and tell me, is that a problem or how do you feel about that?
Um,
2200 calories a day is your satisfaction sweet spot for hunger. Are you maintaining?
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can maintain here.
Yeah.
Are we celebrating that maintenance?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how amazing it is to maintain? Tell me this. What is your truest desired result? Not about weight loss or not. Let's throw that aside for the moment. But how do you want to feel at the end about 5 pounds in your life?
I'm sorry, you said how do I want to feel about it?
Yeah, like future you, what would she tell you about this, like in 10 years, if you're still at this 5 pound up weight?
Then it like doesn't matter. It's
Right,
not a big
right.
deal. It's small potatoes.
Right. So your desired result, is this true or not, tell me, is to not care about the 5 pounds. Is to let it be, to eat at my 2200 and maintain. What if you never gained another pound? Would that be a win? Okay. Your desired result is to maintain. And what, drop the thoughts on the five? The
Yes,
focus,
but
right? Not the thoughts, but the focus about the
yes.
5 pounds. Okay. What would you need to do? What does that action line look like where we're maintaining our weight and not focused on the five?
I guess just keep doing what I'm doing, which is,
Tell
I
me
mean,
that. We move
like
how many times a day or a week?
three or four.
Move 3 to 4 days a week.
Eat
It's
healthy.
probably not doing the whole power bar versus cooking versus not
Right.
ignoring my h hunger, right?
Right.
So we're honoring hunger and we're stopping it enough. What else action results in you maintaining and really not focusing on the five? Tell me about your mindset. What action results in us not being so focused on five?
I guess self-love.
What does that look like?
Buying bigger clothes.
You did that. You got some pants that, right? Having clothes that fit me. Yep. Celebrating my amazing progress.
Yeah.
You've been here 2 years, you haven't left.
Yeah.
Right? You listen to the podcast. You're learning about nutrition. You're
Yeah.
like, I worked on my mindset, but then I reverted, but you did work on it.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
Okay.
Right? So we're going to continue learning and we're going to celebrate how far we've come.
Okay.
How would you need to feel to do those things? Continue your exercise. We're going to honor our hunger. We're going to eat when we're hungry. Buy clothes that fit me. Celebrate myself.
How would I need to feel to do those things? Feel like I am doing, feel like I'm prioritizing self-care.
Okay. What's that emotion though? Is it, because frustrated ain't getting us there.
Right.
How about some peace? How about some calm?
Yeah, peace, centeredness.
Yeah. I'll go for centered and calm or peace. What thought gets you there? What makes you feel at peace? Again, the 5 pounds is the fact.
Accepting, I guess acceptance.
Yeah. What does acceptance look like?
I get accepting the 5 pounds.
Yeah, but I know you're not there yet, so that's that unicorn thinking.
Yeah.
Because that's that I'm gonna get tell myself to love that, and we're not there yet, and that's fine. But what you are is I'm working on this. I'm
Right.
working on managing my brain around a number on a scale drama call, right? I'm working on accepting myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A number and self-acceptance. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're working on it?
Yeah, I
I'm a
do.
work in progress. Does that dial down some of the frustration?
Yeah.
Because over here, like, we're just so white knuckled around that five. And we're frustrated when it's not working. A bunch of people want to know how you're doing on your sleep and stress.
I'm pretty good on both, actually.
Hydration, B minus tracking. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah,
Right.
all of that.
And
Yeah.
and what about sleep? That's a game changer for me with cravings and how it, yeah, okay.
Sleep, totally. I appreciate
Yeah.
that. Yeah, I'm pretty regimented about my sleep. It's one of those
Yeah.
keystone habits that I have to.
I think for you, I would honestly get out pen and paper and journal and really like talk about, why have I got this story about this 5 pounds and a number on a scale? And you're prioritizing that over how you're feeling in your body, your health, you're prioritizing that over your nutrition.
Yeah.
Sounds like it just feels to me like there's some self-judgment and self-shaming going on around it.
Yeah, probably. That sounds about right.
And you know, for most of us, I'm sure there's a unicorn or two in the world. Your 37-year-old body and your 25-year-old body are probably never going to be the same exact number. So, okay, you know, I was 120 pounds. I am never going to, I'm so happy at 160.
Yeah, I don't expect to be my 25
Yeah.
year old body. I'm not expect I don't I know that's not realistic as someone I'm
Right.
expecting.
And the other question is, you know, I guarantee you, Leah, that you can get this 5 pounds off, but then what's it going to be like to maintain it? And is that something you're willing to do? And maybe your 2200 is where I'm maintaining and I f don't feel hungry and it's all groovy and gravy and I can work on getting lean in the gym or whatnot. Or maybe I just think about carbs in a new way and that's it. You can absolutely go for that five. I want you to like your reasons.
Got it.
Think about that story, you know. So that's your work is like, why do I think this matters? And then go a step lo past it and say, I want to lose the 5 pounds because I, you know, like I don't want a new size of pants. Why does that matter? And then keep asking, but why does that matter? And why does that matter? Really get to the root of it and see, like, oh, maybe I can find that in another way.
That's helpful. I'll do that.
And design your life, like think about those other seven life categories too. Because maybe I get more flow going here and over there. And again, it's just like a thing that happens. Chevelle says, listening to personality isn't permanent. Oh, yeah, that's a great book.
Oh, personalities. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think? How does all that land? It's a lot. We went through a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot to process. I have my homework.
I think for you, if you take away nothing else, let's really focus on this. My new mantra is I'm working on managing my brain around a number and myself. And what just, you know, furious self-acceptance would look like.
Got it.
And aiming for that feeling of peace versus frustration.
Yes.
And again, it's not panning out, just means it hasn't happened and there's no yet there. It hasn't happened yet. It totally still could. If I decide and I've gone in through this and I like my reasons and I do want to go for that, it hasn't happened yet. Okay, where's my up levels? And then, but notice what a different feeling it hasn't happened yet is to just this sucks and it's never going to work. It hasn't happened yet. Okay, so the things I've been trying haven't quite been the thing yet. But let's try this other thing. Everybody's like, we're cheering you on. You got this.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Have an
Appreciate it.
amazing weekend. You got this, friend.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We had another one and she had to leave. So that was why we just kept on going. Kanuka, you're welcome. Come back next week. I'll be here on Monday too. Thank you, everybody. You guys are the greatest. I love our community. Everybody is so supportive. And everybody, and you know, to Leah, it's like everyone sees themselves. So never be afraid to raise your hand, folks, because you don't know how many people you're helping. Okay, see you guys Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you.